House Republicans concerned about our national security. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The state of our border is in crisis.
Congressman James Comer chairing an oversight committee hearing, not just concerned about a record surge of migrants coming to the U.S. illegally, but drugs, too.
Last year, we seized about 700 pounds of fentanyl. To give you an idea, based on the lethality of a dose of fentanyl, that's enough to kill everyone in Arizona 21 times, or basically half the population of the United States.
And Chief Border Patrol Agent John Modlin says those drug seizures were just in his Tucson sector. The House also holding two hearings on threats from China after the spy balloon shot down Saturday off the South Carolina coast, where Navy divers keep recovering pieces. Republicans are critical it was allowed to crisscross America going over military sites. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik tells Fox,
this administration and Joe Biden had no intention of telling the American people until an everyday American pointed it out. He abysmally failed to address this, and that is sending a signal of weakness to communist China.
Now, President Biden's expected to tell us in his State of the Union address tonight he's reasserting American leadership around the world. His advisor Mitch Landrieu tells Fox,
he understands that America is in a very difficult spot. We've come out of hell for the last 6 years in this country, and his steady leadership and his economic plan is actually working.
Republican Senator Tim Scott counters,
he's going to give us a song and dance show to tell the American people things are better than what we think they are.
We now take you to an earthquake disaster zone.
Over 5,000 now believed dead, tens of thousands injured, many, many more missing.
That's in Syria and Turkey, where thousands of buildings collapsed. Fox's Greg Palcott and Marsh near a crew searching the rubble,
trying to find anybody still alive in that crushed apartment building. Absolutely pancaked. They have found some alive. They rescued them today. People watching, waiting. They're wondering. They have loved ones in there.
America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A second city is mourning a police officer a second day in a row. First, it was McKeesport, Pennsylvania, where a second officer was also wounded by a gunman now in custody and is recovering at home. Next, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
An emotional Milwaukee police chief, Jeffrey Norman, says officers tried to arrest a 19-year-old man late Monday on the city's south side who was wanted in connection with a robbery, saying that suspects pulled out a pistol and shot a 37-year-old police officer, killing him.
One of our finest who put on that uniform, put on that badge, went into work last night and paid the ultimate sacrifice for protecting our community.
Norman demanding that violence in Milwaukee needs to stop.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. Now tonight, Tyre Nichols' mother and stepfather will attend President Biden's State of the Union address. He may renew the call for federal policing reform. Nichols died following a Memphis police traffic stop beating last month. Five now ex-officers are charged with murder. In New York City, a civilian review board has studied allegations police mistreated protesters in the 2020 unrest over George Floyd's death.
Officers were found to have used batons and pepper spray on peaceful protesters in 140 instances. There were dozens of allegations of officers refusing to identify themselves, concealing their badges, and making false or misleading statements. About 43% of the misconduct complaints were closed after officers couldn't be identified. The board recommended punishment for dozens of officers for excessive use of force and other misconduct. The NYPD objected to the findings, saying less than 15% of the allegations are substantiated. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow's down 160 points. The NASDAQ is up 1. And somebody in Washington State is very rich. The only winning Powerball ticket was sold there, worth $754 million. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.